Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's conference championship week.
Yes.
In college football. Right now on the television, we have the Big 12 championship on, and it's BYU taking on Texas Tech. Texas Tech firmly in the driver's seat for a first-round bye if they end up winning this game. It is scoreless still, 0-0, 8:30 left to go in the first quarter. Later today, 1 o'clock, you got Georgia at Bama, Indiana at Ohio State, Duke at Virginia in the ACC.
What a week for BYU, by the way.
I don't know. What happened for BYU?
Oh, you know, nothing. Just crumble cookie, stepping out.
Oh,
saving
yeah,
their head coach. Right. Like the whole fight with Penn State. Like, yeah. Big deal.
Yeah, keeping Kalani Sitake.
Yeah, as their head coach. Sitakis.
But BYU, they need to win this game to get in. I don't think that they are respected like a two-loss Notre Dame, two-loss Miami, or a two-loss Alabama or a two-loss Oklahoma. I think they feel that all four of those teams are better than a one-loss in the regular season BYU. But boy, I am very intrigued to see what will happen if BYU ends up winning this game today, because then you got to include them. They'll be one of the highest-ranked conference champions. And then Texas Tech, they're in regardless of what happens mm-hmm. today. So if BYU snags that last spot, then the committee who... Man, I just, when leading into this segment, I said, how did we get here? When we got the 12-team playoff, 4-team and 12-team playoff, we thought, like, everything was going to be all roses and everything would be fine, and that finally we got what we wanted in a playoff in college football. And for some reason, when we got rid of the BCS, we were like, hey, now we're going to actually have humans making the decisions, right? We're going to have humans make. Now we're at a point where we can't really, like, take the committee at their word and being trustworthy just because they make up stupid rules all the time that Miami and Notre Dame are in the same tier, even though Miami is only like two spots below them and they beat Notre Dame. And for some reason that the benefit of the doubt they're giving Oklahoma, saying, well, Oklahoma beat Alabama. So yeah, they're in, but it's like
Oklahoma in?
I believe the SEC, my man. And then, but they're like, okay, well, Miami beat Notre Dame. Like, well, that's different.
Yeah, that's not the same though, yeah. Right? And it's never, you know.
So I'm just like, again, I'm a sicko. I'm going to be watching all the college football playoff games. I love college football. I definitely understand people's gripes and frustrations at the reasoning behind some of the decisions of the college football playoff committee, because yeah, sometimes it just seems like they're just making stuff up as they go.
That's exactly kind of what it is, and the truth is there's always going to be this SEC bias in college football. We just have to, I think we're at the point now, we're all old enough to be able to accept it. We don't get as angry about it now. Remember, there was a time that we would be pissed about the fact that the SEC was always included and always had the most teams and was always considered the best or whatever. Now I think we all kind of conceded to the fact that this is just how people are going to feel about it, no matter how dominant the Big Ten was. And let's think about it. The Big Ten has three teams, and at the top three, there's one loss between them. That's insane, right? Between Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon, you're talking one loss between three of the top five teams in the country. Like, that's crazy. That's not the SEC. That's the Big Ten. But still, they're going to find a way to make sure that, you know, we talked last week about a three-loss Texas potentially being in this thing.
No, that's not happening.
No, it's not happening. But there might be some internal conversation about, well, you know, it is Texas and it is, you know, the arch and all these things. It's like, I'm with you. It's not going to happen. But again, that's the kind of the thought process. But I mean, we're never going to be all the way happy with the playoff system. It's just not going to work. I mean, as humans, we're always going to want more. We're always going to want it our way. And there's always going to be a team that feels like it should be me, you know. And in the case of Miami, it should be them over Notre Dame. I think we can all kind of agree on that. If I beat you, we have a similar record, I should be ahead of you. I don't think that's pretty simple math, yeah?
Like I said, the arbitrary, like, win head-to-head matters. Like,
does it anymore, though?
Yeah, I mean,
it should.
Because who did BYU's last loss to?
BYU's last loss was to Texas Tech.
So if they lose a close game to Texas Tech today, like, I mean, should they be still considered? I mean, really, you didn't lose to, I guess, inferior talent. You're losing to the number four team in the country right now. You lost to them twice, and one of them is a close loss, if this is indeed a close one. I hope it's a win for BYU, but whatever.
I mean, as far as being left out, you guys, it's no matter if it's two teams, four teams, 12 teams, 16 teams, computers, yeah, humans deciding it. We were pissed when teams were left out, you know, of a BCS championship, so we tweaked that. Then we tweaked it again to try to let the formula maybe, you know, allow for the weight of scores. Then we took away the weight of scores in the BCS championship because people were running it up on each other. So we have tried year after year after year to come up with a fix. There will never be a fix, and hell, by the time we die, guys, there might be like a 32 team freaking tournament. Like, it'll be like December madness because they just can't make anyone happy.
It happened in college basketball, right? People weren't happy about the number of teams, so let's make it a field of 64. That's a lot of college basketball teams all of a sudden. Initially, the playoff started because the BCS was typically getting it wrong. They would send a team that should have been undefeated, but now they're number three and they're not going to get to play for the national championship. Like, what is that? So let's just make it the top four teams. Like, nobody can be mad about that, right? Of course they can. So there's always going to be a reason, especially when it's your team, especially when it only happens when it works against the SEC. But that's the only time that this ever really is an issue, is when it works against the SEC.
You can text into the program, 503-864-6326, or jump on the YouTube chat, share your thoughts on the playoffs, and again, basically just how we got to this point where, and I try not to, like, I'm not watching the playoff rankings released every week and hearing Hunter Yorchek, the college football playoff committee chair, head, whatever you want to call him, talk and explain his reasoning. I'll see the clips. I'll see, you know, the quotes after the fact. But I'm just curious where fans, how their feelings sit with the playoff format now and what it's going to be is 16 teams. I guarantee that we will be seeing next year.
It's coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.